Noah's Flood. Now, was it on Mars?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book. Well, Ken, surely Christians know that Noah's Flood covered our Earth, so what has Mars got to do with it?
Well, it's been fascinating to read newspaper reports about spacecraft sent to Mars. Scientists have been interested in the canyons they've seen on Mars. In fact, they believe these canyons were formed by the action of water. In one of the newspapers, the reporter actually stated that scientists believed a flood of biblical proportions occurred on Mars. I had to smile when I read this. You see, the majority of scientists don't believe in a flood of biblical proportions on Earth, which is mostly covered by water, of course. Yet these same scientists believe there was a massive flood on Mars, which has no liquid water. Now, why is this? Personally, I believe secular scientists would be only too happy to have a global flood on Earth, as the Bible describes, except for this. It would mean that the Bible is true, that God judges sin, and that every person must acknowledge their sinful state and kneel before their Creator. You know, this is the real reason many people don't want to believe in the account of Noah's flood. It's because it's in the Bible.
Some people don't want to believe the Bible because they think it can't be trusted. One question that's a stumbling block for many is, where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham provides the answer in his free booklet, which you can find on our website, answersradio.com. And while there, find out more about our new Creation Museum near Cincinnati.